My name is Cecilia Siegley. I'm 17 years old. Today is October 29th, 2019, and I'm speaking with Anera Silva, who is my grandmother. We are recording this interview in Miami, Florida. Abuela, do I have your permission to record this interview?
Yes, you do.
Okay, thank you. First question, what was your childhood like?
Well, as an only child, it was kind of interesting because I had no little kids around me. And most of the time, I was brought up by my parents, and my aunt and my uncle were my parents' siblings who lived with us. So I was surrounded by grown-ups and expected to be perfect.
Thank you. The next question, what was it like to leave Cuba?
It was very hard because I was 14 years old at the time, and I didn't want to come to the States because I had to come alone because my parents were unable to leave at the time. So I had to come to the States to live with my father's sister whom I really never met. I've seen her twice in my life when she had traveled to Cuba in the summer. Because she had been living in the States since before I was born. So it was very hard leaving my parents and my friends and school and everything. So it was hard.
Thank you. What was the hardest part of coming to America, do you think?
Well, as I said, for me, it was leaving my parents. And then I knew a little bit of English, whatever you learn at school. When you go to school. So my aunt and uncle lived in Texas. So when I went to live with them, the high school that I went in, nobody spoke Spanish. So I was having to use my English all the time. And my homeroom teacher was the Spanish teacher so that she could tell me the announcements. So initially, I would get home, just being in school, the first 2 weeks, I never before had gotten headaches, and I would get home with the strongest headaches ever, because I think it was just trying to compute everything. But I did well in school, I made friends, and my teachers were very proud because I got very good grades and whatever, but it was hard just having to think in English all the time or translate. So that was probably the hardest part, aside from being away from my parents and my country and everything.
Sounds hard. Don't know how you did it. I don't know if I could do it.
Yes, you could. We all do whatever we need to do at the time, so yeah.
Thank you. The next question. How did you and Abuelo meet?
Okay, I was in church in a way, in a girls group, and he was in a boys youth group. I met him at a picnic in Morningside Park, and we just met there because, you know, we went to the picnic, and I really didn't like him or anything at the time. I went with one of my friends from school, and we said, "Oh, these guys here, they're all ugly," then, you know. And then eventually we started talking. He started calling me to start a girls group in his parish. And then we started talking, and he was very nice, and I liked him. So we just, you know, kept talking and seeing each other in youth group activities. Till he sort of attacked and told me that he liked me, and I was the girl he wanted to marry. So, and that came out of nothing, out of the blue. So I told him he was crazy, that I didn't want to have a boyfriend, blah, blah, blah. And then after a few months, we finally started going steady. It was called going steady, having a boyfriend and girlfriend at the time. And a year and a half later, we got married. Like, we started going together on December 8th, 1964. And for Christmas that year, he gave me like a little bracelet with a charm that said, "I'll never stop loving you," whatever. and some blue slippers. And I said, what are you giving me this for? And he says, those are for you to save for when we get married. Those are for the wedding, for after the wedding. And it was funny because we had gone to see a movie that was called Send Me No Flowers Today with Doris Day. And that those were the slippers she wore in the movies. So she found slippers like that and gave them to me. So that's how we met.
Very interesting. I didn't know that.
Okay, but you cool. Can come and come over and we'll talk.
So. Was it hard to raise Mom and Deal?
I don't know, because I have no point of comparison. I never had to raise anyone before. It was fine, because they were both good kids. It was hard, especially your uncle, because he was the eldest. And, you know, you're like kind of you're trying out things to see whether they work or not. But they were both good. They were well behaved. They listened. You know, so it wasn't that bad. And we, you know, your Will and I worked on things together and agree on how to bring them up. And so it was pretty good. And it was fun at the same time. So.
Thank you. The next question. What was it like to live with so many people in your house? Could you explain who was in your house?
Okay, after your grandfather and I got married, very shortly after, well, my parents came to Miami in like almost 2 years after I've been here. So I moved to Miami, and that's where I met your grandfather, of course. And then your father and I got married, and like a year after, well, then my aunt and my uncle got to the States. And your grandfather and I were living in an apartment, but then I became pregnant. And the bottom line was, it's kind of complicated, but we moved in, my parents and your grandfather and I rented a house together. And then bought a house, and then my mother's siblings, her sister and her brother, moved in with us because they came from Cuba and they had no place to stay. So, yeah, it was kind of a full house because there were eight of us. You know, your grandfather and I, your mom, your uncle, and my mother, my father, my aunt, and my uncle. So it was very hectic. But we sort of did things apart, you know, like we would have dinner just with our children, so that we could keep our family unit together. And that, it was like that for a while, and then my aunt and my uncle moved. So it got better, less people. But the bathroom was really an issue. There was one bathroom in the house. And now you see people wanting to have a house with like a bathroom, one bathroom for everybody wants to have their own bathroom. And there were eight of us sharing a bathroom. And we survived. And we got to school and got to work and did everything. And it turned out okay. So, but it wasn't easy. But.
Thank you. What were your parents like?
Okay, my mother was older than my father. She was very petite. And my father was tall, so she really didn't look, but she was 9 years older than my dad. So when they met, and my father wanted to ask her out, and she didn't want to go out with him, he thought she was lying to him, telling him that she was that much older than he was. Because, you know. So, and she had been brought up by her grandmother, because her mother died when she was like a year old and from pneumonia. So she was very, very strict. She wouldn't let me do anything. And being an only child, she wouldn't let me do anything. I never learned how to skate because I could fall down and break my knees. I never learned how to ride a bike because of course I could fall down again and break my legs or whatever. So it was very hard because she didn't want to let me do anything. And she would make me take out a sweater because I could get a cold. And my father was more, he was this kind of easygoing, but at the same time he was strict in your upbringing, but not like my mom. He was more like that. So that's life.
Very interesting. What has been the hardest thing in your life so far?
Well, when my husband, when your grandfather died, when he got sick and we found out he was ill, and all the process of the illnesses, and he's dying. And it was, but at the same time, it was a time that we were very close because we always shared everything and we talked things over and we discussed everything. So, you know, we talked all through the process of his being in the hospital and his being out of the hospital and getting back into the hospital. And so it was hard, but at the same time, it was a time that I spent all the time with him. We were all together all the time. And he used to laugh and he said, we were living as if we were old retired people. And I said, yeah. So he said, but I don't like the circumstances. But, you know, so we would like those 2 weeks that he was out of the hospital before he had to go back in, we would go for walks and I would have to cook for him. And I would need to take blood from him and take it to the hospital for testing. And so we were together all the time. We really enjoyed the time together, even though it didn't last too long. You know, so, and having him die, he died when he was 45 years old and so was I, because we were the same age. So it's very hard, it's something you don't expect. And then having to deal with your uncle was going to be 25, and your mom, as you know, turned 20 the day that your grandfather died. So it was hard having to deal with not only your husband dying, but then you're having to be there for your children, especially your mom, because she was, you know, they're losing his father, their father, you know. So it's like, so that's the hardest thing. And then adapting to live without him.
Thank you for sharing that. What is your favorite thing about being a grandparent?
My grandchildren. Having time to, you know, like go out. Well, all my grandchildren are grown now. So like all my friends still, even though they're older than I am, have grandchildren that are little. And when they're, you know, when grandkids, as you well know, are younger, you're able to spend more time with them, do more things together. So for me, it's to talk to, you know, like to talk to you guys, you know, to all my grandchildren individually, whatever. You know, you bring a special joy. A grandchild brings a special joy into a grandparent's life, you know, seeing how you're growing up and changing. And so that's just spending time with you and talking to you guys and bugging you.
Thank you. And the final question. How would you like to be remembered?
Gee, that's a hard one. I don't know. I really, really don't know how. Maybe just remember. Maybe especially by the family and things like that. By the times we shared things we did together, the fun that we had, the hard times, just that you're not forgotten, you know, like I remember things, you know, about my parents and my grandparents, and I think that's special, you know, and in general from people whose lives you have touched. And they remember you, and because sometimes I will meet people and say, oh, and they will introduce me to somebody who's, oh, you know, she helped me when I was a teenager, and you know, so maybe like someone who cared about other people, and I guess.
Yeah. Thank you very much for doing this interview and answering.
Okay, and come up with easier questions next time, okay?
Okay. Thank you.
Mm-hmm. Yep. But whenever you get the time.